preserve these homes that were owned by various rich people, you know, usually lumber barons, tycoons, you know, farmers. And they're quite elaborate. Some of them have the sterling doorknob handles, you know, and hinges and all such as that, you know. But anyhow, I was working with this fellow. He was about 20-some years older than I was. And we were just staying at this rooming house. So there was a picket fence. We stayed right next to the Green Bar, I believe is the name of this big place. And right down the street, we had to get up early enough to go get breakfast, get them to make our lunch, you know, buy a few sandwiches, and then build this paper mill at Natchez. And every morning we'd get up, and I'd be about half asleep. And of course, him being older, you know, he was wide awake. I'd walk along that picket fence, and I'd take my putty knife, you know, and I'd just make a noise, you know. And I had a big old white bulldog there. And they had, at the end of the fence, they had a garage with the door open. The fence ended at the garage, and there was a back door to the garage that was always closed. So consequently, that bulldog just raised King. He just would look forward to me coming by just to get the, you know, get the bark and raise King. This old man, this old fella I'm telling you about, he kept coming and said, "Oh, if you don't quit that damn dog gonna eat both of us up." See? So I got by with it for a period of time, and the first thing you know, I come along there one morning, and I started, and I hit about 8 or 10, 12 pickets with that putty knife, and that dog come out just raunching. And I looked up about that time, and that darn garage door was open, see? And boy, he knew it as well as I did. Well, he took out around that door, and come out through that garage out on that sidewalk where we were. Well, this old fellow that was with me, I grabbed him around the arms, you know, just like this, and I just jumped behind him and grabbed him, pinned both of his arms, and this big old bulldog must have weighed about 100 pounds. He'd come out and just lunge him, see? Well, I was behind him maneuvering him, and he pulled off his little old cap, and he was a slapping at that bulldog. And we must have waltzed around about 15 times, and that bulldog just jumping at him, you know, me jerking him and holding on for dear life. But I had him in between me and the bulldog. Yeah. And finally this lady came out, you know, and she called the dog off. And that fellow's heart, I'm telling you, was beating 90 miles an hour, and he cursed me the rest of the week, not the rest of the day, the rest of the week. Every time you think about it, you know.
The dog wouldn't bite him, though, huh?
Well, it didn't. I mean, I'd jerk him around, you know. It just lunged to bite, you know. And I'd jerk him out of the way, but the whole time when the dog would land this way, I'd wheel it on back this way, you see. And, I'm telling you, it scared the life out of me and him, too. And that ended the tormenting of the dog, I'll tell you.
What would you maybe throw at a dog? You'd say you picked up a
stick?
Yeah, or might have used a
club?
A stone?
Well, sometimes we had oyster shells, and you could throw an oyster shell and you could hurt an animal with it, you know.
That's really?
Sharp edge.
If a dog like to bite a boy, you might say the boy got
bitten.
Yeah, but no. Now speaking about, did you ever hear anybody use the word dog bit? Somebody got dog bit.
Yeah, got the dog bit.
Yeah.
And of course, in days.